So friends, you might be thinking, okay, it's Easter, now what? What are we gonna study? I wanna still be involved with the RESTful Project, what's next? And I wanna let you know just a few things. We are actually gonna enter into a season of Eastertide. And these are the 50 days starting with Easter Sunday, which go into Pentecost. And so over the next 50 days, we are going to look at what joy truly feels like inside of our app and inside of our study of Lent. So it's going to continue inside the app. If you're not with us yet, this is a great time to get involved because not only are we going to be doing Eastertide, but we will move into our summer devotion about 100 days of play. And we give you lots of fun ideas for play this summer. And then in the fall, we've got some exciting things up ahead. So I want to encourage you to check out our app, or you can continue to listen to our podcast as we share about what it means to be rested and full. Thank you so much for joining us for Lent, and we can't wait to continue to share God's word with each and every one of you. Have a great day. Bye. Hello, friends. It's Kristen, and happy Holy Week. It's almost crazy to say happy before Holy Week because this is a week that's hard. It's a tough week. Extreme emotions go on during Holy Week. Excitement, sadness, anger, betrayal, and then ultimately joy like we've never known before. We watch as Jesus goes from entering the city on Palm Sunday to fanfare and excitement, to him sharing a meal with his closest friends, to an unjust trial and a brutal execution on the cross. We feel the emptiness of his death to the fullness of his resurrection. So this week, as we approach Holy Week, I want us to come at it from a place of finding the full and the empty of the week. This Lent, we have been going over our empty series, and it's been so fulfilling as we've walked through the past 5 weeks with you guys, as we've looked at each Sunday and how it builds, and now finally we're here to Holy Week, and it's almost surreal. Like, is it really almost time? And I always think to myself, like, you know, it's easy to get into that comparison game of, have I done enough? Have I prepared enough? It's easy for this week to be full of plans, Easter parties and getting gifts for the kids and making sure our clothes are ready for Easter Sunday and the meals and the cakes and all the things. And it's really easy to go into busy mode this week. But if Lent has taught me anything, and what I pray it has revealed to you, is God desires our hearts. We can be both Mary and Martha's. We can be busy like a Martha and be going around and getting things done. But ultimately, he wants us like he wanted Martha. He wants us to come and sit at his feet like Mary did. And so I want to encourage you every day this week to find time to sit with Jesus. That might look like you actually sitting and going through your guided devotional. It might look like you taking a peek outside at the flowers beginning to bloom. It might be a worship song in the car. It might be a quick walk around the block. But I want to give you a couple of things to do this week with your family. And again, these are suggestions. You don't have to do any of them, but let me just share with you a few ideas as you prepare for this Holy Week and as it gets going. Palm Sunday, you know, have a mini parade around your neighborhood, waving palm branches. Holy Monday, have a quiet time and prep your heart and home for the week ahead. Holy Tuesday, give something today, like your almsgiving, and finish your shopping list. Spy Wednesday, put some coins in your Easter eggs to talk about the 30 pieces of silver Judas was given for betraying Jesus. Maundy Thursday, host a Seder meal and wash your family members' feet. Good Friday, fast from 12 to 3. This was Jesus' time on the cross. Eat hot cross buns after fasting. Yum. Silent Saturday, prepare for Easter Sunday and have a moment of silence. And then Easter Sunday, let's celebrate. Break your fast from Lent and rejoice in the risen Savior. Now, again, these are just suggestions and ideas to kind of help you prepare your heart this week. But I also want to leave you with a piece of scripture. And this is the scripture that we went over in our workshop called The Art of Lent. And even though it's not Easter morning yet, I want to read this to you so it can be just on your heart as you go throughout the week. So our scripture is John 27. While the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Megan wrote this beautiful devotion that I want to read to you that goes along with this scripture. It's Easter morning. Of course, they didn't know it was Easter yet, but this truly was the first Easter morning. Mary Magdalene has gone to tend the tomb of Jesus. It's the third day after his crucifixion, and in those days, you really were dead after 3 days. There was no mistaking an accidental sickness from death after the third day. Mary, of course, is distraught. After all the events of the past 3 days, not to imagine the past week. So imagine her distress when she arrived at the tomb and thought it had been vandalized by robbers who had taken Jesus' body. However, this was no act done by robbers. Upon entering the tomb, it was empty, and his bedclothes and the napkin that covered his sweet face had been neatly folded and placed on the slab where he lay. At first, it's easy to skip past this little detail. So what if the clothes and napkin were neatly folded? There are more important things about this day, right? Well, like most things in Scripture, let's go back to the historical context of the day, so the folded napkin means a little more to us. There is a historical line of thought that when a Hebrew master was finished with his meal, he would crumble up his napkin and place it on the table, signifying that he was done with the meal. However, if he neatly folded the napkin, it meant that he was simply getting up from the table for a reason, but would return. The servants would leave his meal in place because he would be returning to it. Our God is a God of details. Jesus folding the napkin in the tomb may have been a nod to the ancient tradition of telling someone they intended to return. Our God is a God of small details, right down to a napkin in a tomb. That first Easter morning, Jesus fulfilled all his promises. He said he would return, and he sure did. Death could not hold him, and his resurrection meant we could live with him in eternity. So, as we do this Art of Lent today, and as we think about Lent, and we think about Easter, and we think about that Easter morning, let's reflect on what the folded napkin, and more importantly, the promise that it meant, means for us. So, as we close our Lent study of empty, I just want you to remember that, you know, this is the story of Easter. We are to live out the empty tomb every day. Because that tomb was empty, we could be full. And guys, I just want y'all to know that Jesus is risen, and because of that, we experience the glorious freedom of resting in him. No matter what comes our way, no matter what worries are ahead, no matter what our circumstances look like, he paid it all for us on the cross. So thank you so much for studying Lent with us as we've walked through these past just 6 weeks of beautiful intimacy with the heart of God. And so we look forward to sharing even more with you in the upcoming weeks and days ahead. Have a great day and happy Holy Week and happy Easter. Hey y'all, I'm back for another local highlight. One of our favorite places in town is Downtown Books. And Downtown Books is a beautiful library of books. I mean, you walk in and you're just immediately like soaked up into the space with all the shelves of books. And what we really love is Stacy, the owner of Downtown Books, her heart for sharing about liturgical living. She has a whole section in Downtown Books on liturgical living, and she's been so gracious to carry the Wrestle Project seasonal guides. Now, if you're looking for a quick happy for an Easter basket, maybe for your mom or your daughter or even a friend, you can find our Easter and our Lent guide at Downtown Books, but you also can find a ton of other stuff. She has the Art of Lent and she has the Art of Easter and so many wonderful books, children's books to add to your collection, and some fun happies like bookmarks and stickers and t-shirts too. So be sure to check out Downtown Books. I promise you're not going to want to leave. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about the Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is the Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye. Hello, friends. Welcome. It's Kristen.
Hey, Megan here.
Yes, we're so excited we get to record together.
I know. It's been a hot minute.
It has been a hot minute. We've both been in end of season stuff, wrapping up spring, getting ready for summer. But we got a chance to talk, and we're excited to share with you guys just some of our plans. And first off, though, we just want to say thank you.
Yes, big thank you.
Lent just happened, and it was such a beautiful season.
It really was.
What did you love most about Lent?
I love all of it.
Yeah.
I think I really love, though, the build-up to Easter in terms of making sure that my heart is spiritually ready, mm-hmm. and giving myself permission to set aside the more secular part.
Yeah.
And do that season of waiting, like we talked about.
Yes.
And not be so concerned with the egg hunts and all that. You know, just simply walking through that season and preparing my heart in a greater way.
Yeah, I get that. I think for me, I really enjoyed sitting back. Again, the conversation that I had with Amy Brady kind of set me off for Lent. Mm-hmm. And her telling me, like, just to be in God's presence, you know? Yeah. And then through Baylor's teachings each week, that was a way to gather in community and just enjoy being a child of God. Like, that to me was what was really special with my Lent experience. And again, it wasn't all the doing.
Right.
And all the busyness.
Right.
It was just, how can I simply be in the Lord's presence and receive His love?
Right.
You know? And so... and then Easter was so great.
Easter was lovely. Easter was cold.
It was cold.
It was cold here.
Yeah.
But it was still lovely.
It was.
It feels like, too, I've really enjoyed, for those that are participating in the 50 mm-hmm. days of Easter.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like the season is going along with that a little bit.
Absolutely.
Like, we've had these warm, pretty days, but these still kind of cooler nights. Like, I don't know. It feels like spring here has acted like a true spring.
And it hasn't rushed into summer quite yet.
And I kind of find that funny with our enjoying the Eastertide season and not rushing the Eastertide season.
Yeah.
It kind of went along.
It really did. Okay, so people that are new to Lent and Easter, tell them what the Eastertide season is.
So Eastertide is the 50 days after Easter, from mm-hmm. Easter Sunday to Pentecost Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that word tide is an old word for season. Mm-hmm. So we think Easter as a one and done mm-hmm. day. Mm-hmm. But technically in the liturgical church and churches that practice the liturgical calendar, Eastertide mm-hmm. is 50 days. And mm-hmm. it's intentionally longer than Lent.
Right.
It's meant to be.
Yeah.
And so we name ours the 50 Days of Joy because that's what Easter is about.
It is.
We still have bunnies and all that up in my house.
Yes. We have slowly started taking ours down just because we had a birthday and all the things. But we kept it up after Easter, and I was very proud of myself.
Because right. Easter Sunday is the beginning, not the end.
Yes.
Yeah, so then we will get to Pentecost.
Yes.
And that will officially end the Eastertide season. But it's 50 days of celebrating Jesus.
And we've been working with women inside of our app who've gone through Lent a little bit deeper. We've been going through The Other Half of Church. That's mm-hmm. the book that we're looking at, and about how to receive joy. So that's been a lot of fun. And we also have the journaling where people can journal each day in their guide. So I know people are appreciating that. But then that kind of leads us into the natural changing of the season from spring to summer. And we both love summer.
I think of Olaf.
Yes.
Summer.
It's summer. Yay. And we both have birthdays in the summer.
We do.
Yes. So that's always been fun. We've gotten to celebrate our birthdays over the years.
It's just such a fun season.
It is. And with us getting a break from school and kids being home and just having a little bit of time to be creative over the years. And we started doing this like several years ago. We both kind of challenged each other.
I think we did this before restful was restful.
We did. And we had the debate. Is it 70 days of summer? Is it 90 days? Is it?
It technically is. Isn't it technically the 98 days of summer?
I believe so. Yes.
I'm pretty sure that Memorial Day to Labor Day is 98 days.
Yeah.
I think that's what we landed on.
Yeah. So we somehow bumped that up to 2 more days, and we just said 100 days of summer.
Well, that's much more catchy.
Exactly. Exactly. And so over the years, like Megan said, before restful became restful, we would just post, like, we would send it in each other to text messages or on our social.
Right.
We would have a picture and we would tag it, like, you know, 100 days of summer, day 7 or day 9. And that was, like, our little summer chronicle.
Right.
And then we thought, we need to put this in a book.
Yeah, because it's fun.
It's just so fun.
And that's our theme. Our theme for the summer is play.
Yes.
Because God made a season for everything.
Yes.
And we have been through a season of longing and waiting and joy and a little bit of self-deprivation. Mm-hmm. And now we are gearing up to play.
Yes.
So we're just going to intro just a tad what we're doing. We don't want to rush yet. We're still not there, but we will be sort of changing our schedule just a tad. Mm-hmm. We will go from weekly to, is it bi-weekly? Is
that every other week.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. There's always a debate on what that
means. I know.
podcasts during the summer, mm-hmm. and we'll be hinting at our play. Mm-hmm. And then on the off weeks. We will be dropping some tabletop questions, mm-hmm. and we'll dive into a little bit more of what that means.
Yes.
But what we're trying to encourage you to do is to be in fellowship with people.
Yes. So gather with others.
Gather, be around community, mm-hmm. Deepen your faith by good conversation. Mm-hmm. And so those are just sneak peeks of things coming up.
Because we've both kind of learned through being leaders of small groups at our church, like, summer is hard to stay consistent.
It is.
With travel and people being in and out. But we've also found that people don't want to drop being in community altogether.
Right.
Because then they get out of the habit of meeting.
Right.
So we're kind of following that with our summer guide and just making it a little bit more lighthearted, fun.
Spontaneous. And that is something that I don't get to be the rest of the
creative,
year.
Creative. So like, ways to be creative in our play.
Right.
And so inside the guide, like, we've got a great section that I love on sacred gazing and what that means and, like, appreciating making art. And then we also have, which I think has been the biggest hit so far, is how to take like a Sabbath.
A Sabbath,
like yes. Even a sabbatical, like a right. summer sabbatical or right. a digital detox.
Right.
We've talked a lot about that and it's all listed inside the guide to help people learn how to do that effectively.
Right.
So there's going to be our summer. And so we're super excited to share all of that with you guys. So we will have the every other week
yep.
podcast and then the table talk questions. But then we also have, you know, our physical guide and a way to get plugged in deeper inside of our online community. And so,
which is a great way to stay connected this summer if you are one of those who, you know, you breeze in and out of town
yes.
or you just have a lot of things going on.
Yep.
Our app might be the way that you find your community this summer.
Absolutely. Or if you don't live in our area, which we wish you all did.
Right. We do. Which if you don't, it's a time for you to grab your girls in your
right.
community and
yeah.
do these things, which
That's
is
right.
the great thing. It's not specific to just us.
Yeah.
We're just going to give you the material.
Absolutely. So that's what's happening for summer. So this was just a little intro.
Teaser.
And we'll have
more. We are hanging on over here. We are hanging on.
Living on a prayer.
We are living on a prayer and a lot
we're
of caffeine.
We're halfway there.
So little teaser because we're excited too.
That's right. So summer is coming and we're going to play.
Yes.
Yay. Talk to y'all soon. Bye.
Bye.